the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, and welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 625, recorded on Monday, January 19th, 2026, where it is 57 degrees and foggy in Chubbland. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Surprise. Okay. It's 26 days until Valentine's Day, 281 until Halloween, and 340 until Christmas is here once again. Just a reminder about our Valentine's Day contest. Valentine's Day, if you want a Valentine from Tom or I, well, both of us, actually, all you have to do is send us an email telling us how you would woo us on Valentine's Day. Deadline? To enter is February 8th. So, you got a little bit. Let's take a moment to center ourselves and enjoy a wonderful affirmation to lift our spirits. I am allowed to enjoy pleasure, laughter, and comfort. Well, will you be enjoying pleasure later?
Later than what?
Bueller? I don't know. Like when Sean gets home. You'll be laughing and comforted and enjoy pleasure.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Moving on. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life and Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage, Eric, Sean, Charles, Binks, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can be part of our little club for as little as a dollar a month. And now let us find out historical events that happened on January 19th. Starting in 1807, when Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general during the Civil War, is born in Virginia. Yay. In 1809, writer and poet Edgar Allan Poe was born in Boston. Woohoo! It's Poe Day. In 1838, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Charles Wilkes sights Antarctica during an exploring expedition. In 1915, German Zeppelins conduct the first air raid on Berlin during World War I. 1952, the PGA opens its events to black golfers. You know, kind of them. In 1953, Lucille Ball gives birth on the same day her character does on I Love Lucy. Wow. In 1966, Indira Gandhi becomes the first female Prime Minister of India. And 1972, Sandy Koufax becomes the youngest player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I remember that day so vividly. I was 1 year old. And in 1999, the first BlackBerry device is introduced. I remember that. That was something. Also, we have some notable birthdays today. Dolly Parton, who turns 80 years old today. Yay! We have Janis Joplin, Edgar Allan Poe, Tippi Hedren, Katie Siegel. You know who she is, right? She is,
Married with children.
yes, and Roseanne,
Other.
not Roseanne, but the Conners. And anyway, thinking of the cartoon Futurama. There we go. And then Jodie Sweetin. Yes, she's born in 1982. She was the second daughter on the Full House. She was actually the funny one, not the crazy Christian one, or the two that disappeared and went crazy in their fashion design. She was the cool one. She just had a drug problem for a while. And then, of course, this is also would have been Phoenix, River Phoenix's 55th birthday. So there's that. Okay. Moving on. Let's see if we've celebrated any holidays today. I'm sure we have, because that's just how we roll. Today is Artist as Outlaw Day. Okay. Blue Monday. Are you wearing blue?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. You celebrated. Yay. And I'm feeling blue, so yay, I did it too.
Why are you feeling blue?
Brew a Potion Day. Isn't that lovely? I haven't brewed a potion in a long time, although I do have stuff for a simmer pot. So I could do that. Elementary School Teacher Day. No, thank you. Good Memory Day. Do you have a good memory?
I think so.
Okay.
I can't remember.
We have Gun Appreciation Day. Not so much. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, of course. And National Day of Service. Have you been served? Oh wait, that's not right. Yes, National Day of Service. So there we go. National Popcorn Day. No? Yeah, me neither. Popcorn doesn't really like me anymore. So there we go.
It never really liked you to begin with, so.
Oh, that's sweet, but at least I could hold it down. It's New Friends
Wait,
Day.
what are you throwing it up now?
Girl, it's New Friends Day.
Like, there's a new TV show about Friends, like
Oh, I
they're
hope not.
remaking it. Have you gone back to watch those?
I tried, and they were fun memories, but after about 10 episodes, I stopped. I don't
I
know.
know the I Love Lucy has more it's more relevant than Friends is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funnier. It's not relying on like trends of the time period. It's that and Seinf Friends and Seinfeld. Just amazing how dated they are.
Yeah, especially Seinfeld. All right, it's also the Tenderness Towards Existence Day. We need more of that. It's not happening. It's Tin Can Day. Nope. Thank you. World Cork Day. Ooh, yeah. I haven't gone to his bar in a long time. All right. Well, those were the holidays, and well, we kind of sucked at celebrating them. So we're gonna move on and see if we can say happy birthday to Brimington, Mitch, Vicky, Jimmy Joe, who we have acted with before. Such a sweet man. And then we have Stacy, that Arthur Amrens, yes, he's over in the New Zealands. We have Jonzel, happy birthday. Sean, Kevin, John, David, Skylar, author Skylar Knight. We also have Lisa Marie, happy birthday. Hope you all are just having a fabulous exiting of the birth canal TM. All right. Well, it's time for Chubb Hugs, and I know Tom has a bunch that he wants to throw out there.
My Chubb hugs go out to all those that are affected in the cities that ICE is raiding. Not just for the people who are being affected physically, but the city in general, because nothing breaks down a community more than being terrorized.
I was watching some videos earlier from the volunteers of the people who are going and like doing food boxes and taking donations to help pay people's rent and to be out there on the streets. And I mean, it's just really amazing how well they've come together. But at the same time, the fact that they have to come together and every time they go out there, they're just risking their lives. And they're like, you have to be willing to do that to help your community. But the one thing I will say to the people, I don't know if we have any listeners there, but one thing I will say is when you're out protesting, leave your dogs at home. I keep seeing protesters out there with dogs on their leashes, and don't do that. Don't put puppies in the middle of it.
Well, and don't take children or older people either.
Well, older people, but kids, yeah, leave your kids at home too. And that leads me to one of my Chubb hugs. I want to send Chubb hugs out to all the pets whose lives have been destroyed by ICE. I was watching one video about this woman who was talking about how they left a dog and her puppies just locked in this house after they kidnapped the owners, and they just were left in the house until the neighbors heard them screaming, and it had to have been at least a week. So, and then, there's so many more. There's so many more that are destroyed. Ugh, God. Also, on a happier note, though, I want to send Chubb hugs out to R.T. Cruiser, whose kitties got out, and thankfully he has them both back. Even though one took a couple days before he came back, but he was able to get them back. So, yay. All right. Well, there's nothing in our feed bag, so we're going to move right on into some very sad celebrity deaths. Although I don't know how sad the first one is, so.
Well, you said you were going to lead us into celebrity deaths.
No, I said that
No, that's what you
was
said.
le no.
Okay, I thought you were going to do it this time. All right,
No, no,
fine.
no. That
Dilbert
scares me too.
cartoonist Scott Adams died at 68 years old.
Oh
What,
well.
you don't like him? Was he
He
MAGA?
was the one who went on video and said that white people need to get the hell away from black people because of how bad they are. So no, I'm not particularly sad about
Okay, well, I'm taking him off the list.
that.
Right now, he's gone.
Okay.
More than just gone, gone. Okay, former drummer of Susie and the Banshees, Kinney Morris, has passed away at the age of 68. Oh, that's a popular date. Year, isn't it? Mark Jones, the veteran animator and writer and director of B horror comedy classics like Leprechaun and Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, he liked the shorter mean characters, I guess.
Think so, yeah.
Died in January 16th in Los Angeles after a brief stay in the West Hills Hospital. He was 72. West Hills Hospital is, if you see the hospital, it's used all the time in television. I think it was the hospital that Bill Cosby worked at on the Cosby Show, and it was always the hospital that they took one shot of and then we're in the hospital type thing. But if you saw it, you'd go, okay, my God, they use that forever. Fashion house founder Valentino has died. The foundation announced today he was 98 years old.
Wow. I
Yeah, but
didn't,
it's
I
okay
don't
to
really
take him to,
know.
it would have been okay to take him to the ice things because, you know, taking frail older people there is fine as far as Matt's concerned. Just don't take children or dogs.
Well,
There you go.
children and dogs can't give their consent. Older
Yeah,
people
well, you know what?
can.
People who are in wheelchairs can't give their consent either when they're being thrown to the ground and beaten. So, yeah, let's
But
take
they gave
those.
their consent to go.
Okay, whatever.
Yep. All
Yeah.
right. So Tom wants to talk to you about what he's been up to this week.
Well, okay, so I caught up with Ghosts and the main character Sam, who's the woman who can see the ghosts, known from iZombie. Anyway, she is pregnant, obviously pregnant right now,
Wow.
because well, she just looks pregnant, but she's constantly sitting down or holding something in front of herself.
Yeah.
Back in the I want to say it was the 80s. Kayla on Days of Our Lives walked around with more bouquets than I've ever seen walked around in any show ever. And this because you know they were on daily, so she was standing behind a bar, anything that gave height or posed some sort of obstacle to the bulk of her middle body. It was hilarious.
Wait till you get to one of the seasons of Bewitched when she's pregnant, and you'll see the same thing when she's always got like a big bag or purse or something.
Boy, I'll tell you, I am struggling to get through the Bewitches. Just
Yeah.
struggling. God, they're bottom of the bed. I under because when I used to say, how could it not have won awards? How could it not have been, you know, constantly, you know, up for Emmys and which, you know, it usually was up for here and there for Emmys, but you know, it won three total Emmys, and two of those were for actresses in the supporting role. Just crazy. But I'm just surprised how terrible the scripts are. Okay. Let's see. Twin Paranormal had a new movie yesterday on YouTube that I don't know how long it lasted, but it was over 2 hours. And it was they ended up sleep they finally slept overnight. Thank goodness. And it wasn't as scary as they thought it was going to be. Although they kept hearing the door moving open and shut, open, and they could hear the creaking of the door. And that was kind of weird because it's every you could see everyone sleeping, or at least everyone's laying down. There should be no one else there. It was weird. On the culinary, the culinary contest from, South Korea, the white spoon ended up winning the whole competition. If you know it, you know. RuPaul's Drag Race last night, we had episode three, not last night, but this week, episode three. It's kind of funny because the girl who was in the bottom both the last 3 weeks finally went home, and I won't reveal who that is, but actually, I kind of just don't think she should have gone home, but oh well. Let's see. We saw Trey Crowder last Saturday. He was terrific. Let's see. Lion King we saw on Wednesday.
Oh.
And well, first of all, it's they have the tours are obviously going to be less spectacular than the when, like if you go see it in New York, it's going to be much more grand, much more big than it would be on tour. But I could have sworn when I saw it here on tour, it was much more grand than it was this time. I mean, it was good, it was fine. The songs were great, the costumes looked wonderful, the singing was great, but I was a little let down on the grandness of the show. But that's probably only because I'd seen it when they were touring with much bigger, I don't know if it was cast or cost, I don't know. I don't know what's different. Of course, it's probably been 20 years since I've seen it on stage. One thing that did trigger me, though, is that when Scar goes to visit the hyenas, because he's working with them,
Right.
they have this one number where all of a sudden it's like they're in a disco. It felt very triggered because Scar's traditionally been played kind of gay, and then so the hyenas are gay too, and these are the bad people. I don't know, that kind of triggered me. But then the next scene is Timon and Pumbaa, who were two, gay single men living together. So that gave a better view of the gay community from that. But I couldn't believe all of a sudden these five hyenas show up with just, like they have the head, but they don't have the bodies that the other ones do to do a dance, a disco dance. It even had the womp womp kind of noise in the music, which is straight from the opening number of A Chorus Line. It was I was triggered. Let's see. Oh, I saw The Running Man. This is the new Running Man that they just brought out this last year, with Glenn Powell, I think is his name. Okay, terrible, terrible. First of all, I believe the original Running Man was he had 24 hours to clear, to get through before, anybody, you couldn't kill him after 24 hours, but everybody was after him, right? At least that's what I thought I remember the show. This now is he has 30 days, he has to lay it low for 30 days, and it just seemed like, oh my God, they just stretched it out and I couldn't have cared less. I was so glad when it was over.
You're the
I
first
did.
person I've heard that from.
Really?
Yeah,
Everyone else is
no,
loving
other
it?
people have said the same thing. The only
Oh.
reason that anyone told me to watch it was because I guess Glenn Powell is like nude during part of it or something like that.
No, I don't remember. I started watching Castle Rock. This is the series that was on, dealing, it was kind of playing around with Stephen King's characters living in the city of Castle Rock, which he has placed quite a few times as the setting of his shows. And the first season was not bad. I mean, it was interesting. It pulled me in. I was watching it, enjoyed it. Really good performances. Sissy Spacek was in it. She was terrific. But then episode one of season two started. None of the characters are back. This is a entirely different storyline. I don't know if there was an arc involved in it because I only got through like most of episode one. It felt almost like, well, none of the characters were, I didn't know who to root for. They're all bad. And it was just like, okay, I was wondering why, when I looked at the cast list, all the major stars that were in the original had 10 episodes and it ran for 20 episodes. So I think what they were doing was they were doing the second season, bringing out a few characters, running them a little bit, and maybe an episode story, and then they were gone. I don't know. I'm not watching anymore. It was terrible. Watching The Boyfriend, which just started up on Netflix. This is the South Korean boyfriend show where they ate eight young men get together, gay young men get together living in a house, and then they have to run a business for it's like 2 months this time. And then they always have these people who are watching them, they're watching the show going, "Ooh, I hope that they have a wonderful life together. Oh, why are they not talking? Oh, I don't care what you people are saying. Shut up. I'm trying to watch the show." And so they've got like they're not judges, they're just observers throwing out shit. But what I did enjoy is that the guys this time, first of all, the last time it was like all of them were gay, but they were most of them were closeted,
Uh-huh.
and most of them had had no experience, and it was like, okay, this is hard to watch. This is like, adults who are still in the closet, and they're in their 20s, 30s. There's one guy this time, he's 40, and so they're still trying to get it together. But I did like the fact that there was some facial hair this time.
Oh,
So
that's lovely.
yeah, at least there's it, because it just seemed all the first time seemed so, I don't want to say whitewashed because that's terrible, but
No, but
it.
I think the first one really, because I believe that this is Japan,
Is it
so
Japan? I thought it was South Korea.
I think it's Japan, and I think South Korea still looks down on,
Okay.
but it's much more in the age culture for them to be very clean shaven and everything. What are you doing in here, Missy? But yeah, that would be really cool to see some facial hair. It almost makes me want to watch it.
Let's see. Hell's Kitchen closes in February
Oh, wow.
on Broadway. That was a sudden, very sudden announcement. So I'm not sure why that's happening. Stop talking to that dog.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to deal with something. What?
Yeah, I'm sure. So that closes in February. Helen J. Shin will be leaving Maybe Happy Endings in February. Darren
Oh.
Criss is leaving in May. Now, Helen stayed during the fall because Darren left for some reason in the fall this last year, probably to do a project or something. So he's going to extend it through May. But there seems to be this interest because we just lost Megan Hilty in Death Becomes Her. She just stepped down. And they brought in a new Betsy Wolf to take her place. And I'm sure, this is one of those shows that as long as you know your lines and the songs, it sells itself. It's not a star vehicle, even though it's nice when there are stars, but it's not a star vehicle. And I think that maybe Happy Endings is going to be that way too, because it's so sweet. I loved Helen though in the Claire role. She is so lovely. Just the sweet, lovely girl in this sweet, lovely role. So it was. I watched. There's a Broadway.com on YouTube, but what they do is they find people who are in shows. They give them a camera and go, show us around your show for 6 weeks.
Oh.
And Helen did hers when they first were starting up Maybe Happy Endings. So I grew to love her then. And actually, Betsy Wolf, who's in Death Becomes Her, just started her week or her 6 weeks this last week. She's going, I'm going into the show on Friday, and I just started rehearsals, and it's Monday. Yay! That kind of stuff. So it was. It's a great way to see the backstage portion of musicals. Really good. I started watching on Netflix Agatha Christie's Seven Dials. So, and then I got halfway through episode two and went, okay, no more. I don't care. I don't like
Was
this.
kind of thinking that might happen.
And so this is what was interesting. Because I was trying out new things because I don't want to watch things that Sean and I watched together since he's been gone this weekend. So
Right.
I'm waiting till he gets home. So I tried Castle Rock, got through the season one, couldn't pass episode one of season two. I was watching Saturday Night Live, and I finished the news portion of it, and then the episodes, they're not funny anymore. Or if they're funny, they're not funny to me.
Right.
Okay, whatever
Yeah.
that means. But it's not funny, so I turned that off. I stopped watching Seven Dials and Star Trek, Starfleet Academy. I got through episode one, which was actually very good. Very good episode. Paul Giamatti's in it. Holly Hunter's in it. Good show. The woman who plays number one is the one who was in the what was the name of that? That was the show where she was dating the guy from Mike and Molly, and then she then he lost all the weight.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know. I've seen her stand up and she's phenomenal.
Well, she was terrific in the episode one. So
Yeah.
really enjoyed her, and then hated the kids pretty much, not as much as I did episode two, which I
Yeah.
episode two I did I got halfway through. I can get halfway through some of these shows and then I just turn them off. Now I may go back and see episode three, but if it's more of the same shit as episode two, I'm done. So I think it's what you got to back up right during my show. But I thought it was really interesting that how much I disliked these shows. But I did give them a chance,
Yeah.
I think.
Well, sometimes you just have to give them a chance. That's one of the reasons I haven't been watching a lot is I will get through like part of an episode or I'll do one episode and I don't want to go back. And I don't know why. There's just shows these days are not, they just aren't grabbing to me. And, you know, that doesn't mean that other people aren't just like, oh, it's the most fabulous thing in the world. But I'm just like, okay.
And I don't know. I'm just not, I don't understand. Maybe my attention span sucks, but I got a feeling it's these things. Although Seven Dials, they said, oh, we're, the what's his name from the Murder on the Orient Express, and he did Death on the Nile. Where his Agatha Christie's are failing, this was perfect. And I'm like, oh God, and what's wrong with me? Something's got to be wrong with me.
Well, and I think too that those of us that watch a lot of TV, especially of certain genres, get tired of the same tropes because we were talking about Star Trek Academy, which I really like, but I am so burned out on the like the lead character of this young guy who with a really good heart but bad situation, so he's gone rogue and he's all batty and now he's forced to be good and you know, but he's tortured or whatever. I'm so over it. It's like, I don't know, just give me something fresh or at least make it, you know, where you're not like, yeah, I know how this is all gonna turn out. Thank you very much. But yeah. There's just some things I think their characters or storylines, they're just too similar. There's just nothing new. And, or at least, you know, take some from A and C instead of just flatlining, oh, here's what the character's going to be. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my week, starting out, let's see. Mother has not been feeling well, and so I have been kind of dealing with that, and that has been kind of upsetting the status quo around here. So I haven't been able to really focus on doing much except kind of dealing with that and worrying about her. Other than that, let's see. Okay, so WoW region Legion Remix, which has been going on for the past 3 months, finished yesterday. Well, technically today, about 10 a.m. I did quite a bit of that, and I will miss it. It was just very simple and comforting. But that is done, and now tomorrow the pre-patch for the new expansion will start, And then in a month or so, we'll have the new expansion come out. So that'll reinvigorate World of Warcraft. So far, I just feel a little bit lost in the new content, and wish they would just get on with it, but stop trying to change all the stuff that makes, you can do this and do that, and it'll give you extra power. And it's just like, just let some of us play the game and stop trying to make it science. Just there's too much. Scale it back a bit. Anyway, I've been watching the Spring Baking Championship, the older episodes. I think I'm on season six or so now, and gearing it up so that hopefully by the time the new season comes out, there'll be a couple episodes of it out, and I can catch up on that. I am caught up on Fallout. Are you?
No, I still have one episode.
Okay, so it's fine. I am more interested in it now, but again, it's falling in. Some characters are new and fresh and fun, and I want those storylines, and I want to know more about that. And the others are just the same old. And I'm tired of going back and forth into the history to find out, oh, the things that you don't know about these characters from 200 years ago. Like, I don't know if I care. And then I liked the series Spartacus. Did you watch that?
You mean like from like 20 years ago?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a series that I really liked. Well, anyway, now they have the House of Asher. So this is basically a Spartacus offshoot where the gods Asher got killed, which was fine with me because he was such an asshole. Well, now the gods of the underworld said, "Well, what we're going to give you a chance to find out what would happen if you didn't get killed, and you were actually the one that killed Spartacus." And now, woo, and then this is that. Anyway, I've gotten through, I think, five or six episodes, whatever, to the current one that there is. It's actually gotten interesting, and there's a lot of characters that I like, but the lead characters are. It's like somebody said, "Hey, we've got this great production, but we don't have our lead characters." Oh, hey, I know a couple community actors who've done a production or two, and they threw them in there to do Shakespeare. It literally sounds like they're trying to do Shakespeare dialogue with a Bronx accent. It is so grating, and it does not fit. And of course, there's, tits and nudity everywhere, which normally I'm totally like, oh, okay, yeah, hey, show the nudity. And then when they show the males, they all have the exact same ugly, weird looking prosthetic penis and balls. And you just look at them, you're like, they're all molded the exact same way, they're shaded slightly differently, and they're ugly as F. So I don't really need to see this. If you're gonna show peen, show peen. So anyway, it's an interesting show. If you're bored,
Now, what's it
watch
on?
it. It's on Stars.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, if you like gladiator stuff, there's moments that make it worth watching, and then there's a lot of stuff that you're just like, eh. So if you're really picky, you're probably not gonna like it.
Now, did you watch The Knight of the Seven Kingdoms yet?
No, I don't know if I've even heard of that one.
Oh, it's the new King of, I mean, Game of Thrones on HBO. It started last night.
Okay, what was it called? Knight of the something or other?
The Knight of the Seven
Seven
Kingdoms.
Kingdoms. Okay, I will endeavor to find that and give it a look. Okay, and then Star Trek Academy we talked about. I'm really enjoying it. Again, the one lead trope, kind of like I burned out on, but the rest of it I'm actually really liking. I like that they're bringing in a lot of references and things from other Star Treks and things that are, yeah, I'm just really liking it, and I hope they get back out into space and have more adventures instead of just sticking it on
So
Earth.
didn't you think it was a little too woke?
I thought it wasn't woke enough for what they usually do, honestly.
Really? Okay, because
Yeah, I.
it's like we're all the white people.
There's
Joking.
what?
I'm joking.
Okay, because
It's
I
a
was going to say
joke. Calm the
there's
fuck
quite a bit
down.
of white people. What got me is that I didn't see any readily available queer representation, and that's where I was kind of like, the last several series, they're like, yep, here's our queers. And on this one, it's like, oh, yeah, well, CBS. So, anyway, Star Trek Strange New Worlds, I have been watching that the last couple nights. I'm actually not binging it, I'm watching a couple episodes at a time because it's really good and it's making me happy and I want it to last a little bit. Then just reminders that,
So you're edging Star Trek.
yeah, pretty much. And I'm hoping
Okay.
that the payoff will be big. And then don't forget that the new Queer Eye will be out January 21st. So look for that. That will be their final season, sadly.
Please, they've been saying final season for the last two seasons.
Yeah, I guess this one they actually mean it. But I'm wondering if maybe they just won't kind of shake up the cast and try again because it's such a good show. I just, eh. Yeah.
Now,
Anyway,
is Jonathan all thin in the previews?
I haven't seen any previews. I've just seen
Okay.
the ads. So it's just been like one picture and saying it's coming back. And then I was gonna ask you if you since you watched Saturday Night Live, if you watched that Wizarding Rivalry bit.
Yeah.
That was actually fun. At first, I thought it was an ad for the new HBO show, and I started to watch it, and I'm like, wait a minute. So, yeah, that was funny.
I just don't think Ron and Harry would have been hooking up, though.
No, but still, it was funny. All right, what would you do? A coworker takes credit for your idea in a meeting. Do you correct them publicly, address it privately later, or let it go to avoid office tension?
Let it go. I mean, unless this is something that they're going to get paid for,
Mm.
there's like a bonus hooked up to it. That might be a different, but if it's just like I said, well, we should be using, like green paper instead of blue paper, and they go, oh, that's great because that makes it look fresh and money. And it's like, and no one gets any more credit than that. That's fine. But I mean, if there's going to be some kind of monetary thing, I might have a problem with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much the same. It just depends on the level of what it is and yeah. 'Cause most of the time there are times like that when I actually drop ideas into somebody to have them get it out there thinking it's their idea because knowing them it'll be accepted, but if I say it, it probably won't be.
Oh dear. Okay. Go
Yeah.
ahead. Yeah.
You've been in those situations. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
That's what I do to you. Anyway, all right. Love it or hate it, the Titanic. I'm assuming they're talking about the movie, but.
The movie, it was too long, but it's even though it was what 26, 27 years ago, it was still, very, big for its time period. It was very different, and it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind it. I liked it enough to watch it once, but I have no desire to go back and watch it again.
Did your heart go on?
That song sure did.
Well, you know what I thought was funny? The biggest thing that they still talk about to this day was there was enough room on that door for him and her.
I know. I'm sorry, there was. Yeah.
Yeah,
And it wouldn't
that
have sunk. I'm sorry.
yeah, and even if it was a little bit wobbly, they could have just hung on together and kept warm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's always the thing. And then, oh, look, the necklace. Oh, whatever. All right. So, hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think MLK would be considered too radical, too moderate, or just right if he were alive and active now? And why? I think he would be considered too radical because he's a black man saying we should all be equal.
Oh yeah, exactly. Social media would paint him to the point of such a terrible person that other black people and liberal people would be like going, oh yeah, that we don't need that kind of leadership. We need real leadership, not somebody who's, because you never know how they're going to paint him.
Right.
At that point, I mean, if we had social media the same way it is today, oh my God, I don't even know. I mean, it'd be shocking how badly they would paint MLK.
I am sure that the liberal side would say, "Oh, he's too moderate," and the Fox side would say, "Oh my God, he's so radical." The way that they paint, Chuck Schumer is. This, oh my God, he's just such a radical leftist. And the leftists are sitting here going, dude, fucking retire. You're a P word. All of the P words. Piss off. Anyway, moving on. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think courage today looks different than it did in MLK's time? If so, how?
It's
Myself, go ahead.
well. It's, I think it's very different because of social media. Yeah, because I think in his day, I mean, he maybe it'd be better. I don't know. What do you think?
I honestly think do you think courage today looks different? No, in that. Honestly, with what's going on right now, especially in Minnesota, we're literally still putting our lives online. And I say we because thankfully now there's, well, I mean, it's Minnesota. There's more white people getting their asses involved, but I'm just saying that they are, they're getting out there and they're literally, they've been shot, they've been killed. Good was killed. They're out there. You're putting your life on the line when you get out there and you do anything with these people, with ICE and fighting back and anything like that. And I think this is, it takes the same amount of courage today, but at the same time, back then, it was black people who were primarily the ones that were having to go and march in to do all that, and it was way worse.
Well, in the I think it was worse in the sense that things could happen, and since there was no, I mean, it could happen with no real reporting that things happened.
Well, yeah, look at that town. That was like a thriving black community where they had their own schools and banks, and they had like they were like anyway, the entire town was just wiped out, bombed out of existence. And we didn't, a lot of us that were not, I mean, anyone that wasn't in that area had no clue that that town even existed until just what, within the last 10 years when we finally started having
Well,
more people talking about
when
it.
HBO started doing a movie about it,
Yeah.
they've got multiple series based on what happened in that town.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, without the, we sit and we balk about social media being too everywhere, but it also, is the reason why we know what happened with Renee Good.
Renee,
We know what happened with a lot of these people because it's being filmed and put up online. In that day, I mean, if you were a 30-year-old at that time period, when that town was being wiped out in Seattle, you wouldn't have heard about it, and you still wouldn't have known about it until HBO made a series about it. And that's scary. So when, I think that courage is I think is good is not changing. You're either courageous or you're not. But boy, you sure did have lots more to be scared of at that point because there was no real
Well, yeah.
accountability for it.
Back then, I mean, they could disappear someone and you probably never know. Now, at least there's a slight more chance that somebody's recording it, somebody's
Right.
something, but
Well,
I'll tell you.
you got
Yeah.
neighbors who are watching and not so afraid of having the same thing happen to you for saying something.
Right.
That's not as much that time period, you just kept your mouth shut. And you know that there are people that lived and died and never came accountable for anything that happened during that time period,
Right. Absolutely.
which is the real problem there, is
And
that
that's
there was.
why I really appreciate the people that are going and exposing the those pastors that are in charge of, the ICE movement up there. And all those freaking Nazis and that asshole who went up there and was gonna do that big Nazi rally or whatever it was, and then it like 12 of them showed up, and once they saw all the people coming for them, they all ran off except the one who had to get saved by people that he allegedly hated because, they were the only ones that would make sure that he wasn't beaten to death, probably. Moving on from that. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know how much of our understanding of race today comes from personal experience versus media, social media, or history we've been taught? That is a question I don't even know if we
Well,
can
we know you
answer.
can't trust what you've been taught.
No.
You can't trust social media for the most part, but what you can trust is personal experience. And it makes me think back to the day of oh well, if you didn't know any gay people, you weren't an ally.
Right.
And now, as soon as you meet a gay person, all of a sudden you're going, wow, that's not what I was told. That's totally different. Oh my God, I've been lied to all this time. And so I think that your personal experiences are what matter. You can tell you that I mean that's the way you figure out between good and bad is by personal experience.
I think there's a
And
lot of,
lies, the
yeah.
lies and bullshit that goes on.
Right, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, I didn't understand trans people and just thought it was, kind of weird. I mean, I didn't want to wear a dress, but before I knew any of you, Heather was my first trans friend, and knowing her, I just look at people that I just see all this trans hate, and I'm like, I don't even get it. Like, of what? Just another person trying to live their life. They don't want to bug you, and yet you want to take their rights away, thinking that they're some horrible, weird monster. And Let's put that blame right back on Fox and all that shit. Anyway, Timothy, thank you for questions that we're not even sure that we're able to fully answer. There we go. Let's see. I remember Schoolhouse Rock. Do you remember Schoolhouse Rock?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. It was always on all the after school specials and the mid-morning cartoons and everything that I used to watch. So that's how I learned what a bill was, even though I didn't understand what a bill was until like later on when I mean, I knew how it happened, but I still didn't know what it was.
I like the music, but I really didn't get it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And oh man, the songs and the tunes still stick in my head even now, 40 years later. All right. So we need more of that. What's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in and said, we haven't been able to, wait a minute, hold on. Yes, we haven't been able to go to my favorite Asian restaurant lately, but went back today, got a favorite beef, chicken, and shrimp in a mild brown sauce with lots of veggies. It's wonderful. I cheated on these chocolate chip cookies, bought dough from the grocery store. Oh well, sometimes one just has to take a shortcut. I fully agree.
Well, and it's like you want a couple cookies, then you take them out of the freezer and you bake a couple cookies. I mean, if you want to make up your own dough and basically put it into because I'm pretty sure this is probably tube because there's so many, but maybe not. Maybe he just broke out the whole bucket and cooked it. But I like the idea of having the availability and the ease of just pulling out a couple chunks of dough, throwing them on a sheet pan, cooking them, and in 20 minutes I've got warm chocolate chip cookies. I like that idea. Then bringing out the mixer,
Oh,
softening up your butter, getting
yeah.
all the shit together, measuring it out, doing that, and then cooking everything. And then 4 hours later, you've got cookies.
Right. Pan of mess. All right. Baked a pan of oatmeal cookies. These are plain, just butter and brown sugar for flavor. Oh.
Wow, really? No raisins, huh? Interesting.
That works for me.
I was
It's
just thinking about oatmeal cookies yesterday. It's like, why? I don't understand why they fell out of favor because they're really yummy.
yeah, but my father really liked oatmeal cookies. I do too, but not usually not store-bought ones.
Oh no. No, but that's what was so easy about the homemade ones. Oh, belch. Ooh, sorry. Wait, what the hell was that? Oh, that's right, I had chips. Okay. But it was I mean, you always had the thing of Quaker Oats, and for some reason we always had raisins, and then you got the butter and the brown sugar and are usually readily available in the those being staples, so you can make them pretty easy. Where chocolate chips, they're a little harder to find at the house, especially if somebody had the munchies
And
over a
just ate
couple of
them
days.
right from the bag.
Yeah, so that happens.
Right. It's early on Saturday morning. Hubby still in bed, prepping food for next week. Fried 3 pounds of Granny Smith apples. This will be a side dish for a couple of meals. That's really interesting.
And what's interesting is that we don't do that on the West Coast.
It looks good though.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, how many times did your Hungry Man meal came with, the
The little thing of applesauce
The little
or
app, well,
apples.
it was chopped up, not chopped up, but apples, slices of apples, brown sugar. It always overflowed into your corn and your mashed potatoes, but it and then it dried up because everything overflowed, but it was always pretty tasty. But oddly enough, my mother was from the Midwest, and then she spent her adult life on the West Coast or in the military, and we never had stewed fruit or baked fruit as a side dish, except maybe as a pie, but never like that. So I think it's really a great idea. I loved, I mean, you can throw that on top of some ice cream. You can eat it with a spoon. Get some whipped cream out. It doesn't have to have the crust along with it to make it a pie. Because the pie filling was always, I was never a fan of the crust because it was always dry. But I was always a fan of the ingredients in the pies. So
That's
what's
like
the first thing that you missed the first thing?
so I really like mixed berry cobbler from diner this week, and decided to make my own raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry in there. May have overcooked it a bit. It's okay. I don't know. Tell you what I like with those TV dinners with the little fruit thing there. Add just a little bit of butter to it. Oh my God, it's so good.
Now, what do you think of the mixed fruit? Do you like mixed fruit?
In a pie like that? I think one, don't they have a name for it? Is it just mixed berry cobbler guy or like,
It's usually mixed berries.
Okay. My mom is really into mixed berry. Like when I get yogurt for her or anything, it's always got to be like the mixed berry. So, I mean, I'm totally down for that.
See, I have gotten a little bit out of I mean, as a kid, we grew up, in Sacramento, blackberries grow wild. So you can, if you have a piece of, if you let one strand start in your yard, within 3 years, you've got so many blackberries, you don't know what to do with it, and you're afraid of it. It's like a briar patch. You can't get in there. Terrible. But I always loved it for the berries, but as I've gotten older, I've gotten out of the, I don't like the seeds in blackberries or raspberries. Blueberries are fine, strawberries are fine, but if I have blackberry or raspberry, I like to
Strain it.
strain it. Yeah, I just don't like the seeds.
I totally get that. We on the ranch that I grew up with, we had a big blackberry patch in front, and so during the summer it would always be nice to just go and pick through there. Although you had to fight the bees and the briar.
It's the snakes.
Ugh. Thankfully, I didn't see any of those, but I would have run for the hills had I. All right. This one comes from Phoenix Dave. He says, "Hello, gang. Scott and I took a cruise for Scott's 62nd birthday. We cruised from New Orleans to Key West, then on to Celebration Key in the Bahamas and Nassau. Then back to New Orleans. It was a wonderful week of relaxation. Unfortunately, I forgot to take pictures of the food for most of the meals, but here are some, starting with birthday dinner appetizers." Now, there's a lot of photos here, so you'll just have to kind of go through and see if you can find the right ones. One night I had seafood pasta dish. The rest of the pictures are our towel animals from the cabin steward, Leo. Oh, you knew his name.
No, they
Leo.
make sure you know their name. They want you to
The
tip
tips.
them. Yeah.
This was breakfast on the ship one morning. Eggs, hash browns, potatoes, yogurts, and eggs Benedict. I had cereal, not photographed. On Celebration Key, we had lunch.
Wait,
This.
wait, wait. They had to see, he's
I know,
got
look at
scrambled
that.
eggs and a Eggs Benedict. Now, that's my kind of breakfast. Okay.
We had lunch. This was seafood pasta, mussels, calamari, and shrimp. That I'm not even that into that, but that looks really good. Then we had Scott had salmon with corn, potatoes, and peas. This was our bread chips, and with olives, which Scott ate before his picture. We had hummus and sour cream based dip, variety of breads and crackers, lobster bisque soup, Scott's second course, stuffed mushrooms. Wow, that's incredible. Just looks really great.
I know, it makes me want to go on a cruise again.
I know, we never thought that would happen for both of us. I had a filet mignon, which was wonderful. Scott had surf and turf with potatoes and carrots. For dessert, I had a slice of cheesecake. Scott had a fruit bowl with a special message. Aw, and look at that special message. Happy birthday. That's so sweet. And he wasted it on a fruit bowl. Actually,
Wait,
that
look at
fruit bowl looks really good, except the kiwi. I'm
wait,
just
what?
not a kiwi person.
Did you see the surf and turf?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the one with the carrot in the lobster.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that looks really good.
Except the carrot shoved
Yeah.
in the lobster tail. Carrot in the tail. I don't know, that seems a little
Yeah,
filthy, but
that's a little surprising. I would not have expected that. And the carrot with that thing hanging on the end of it. But oh my God, that cheesecake
yeah, but that
needs to
I'm
be
so
twice that size.
you used to be twice that size.
That's true.
But I'm really enjoying the steak and the potatoes. That actually the whole thing. The surf and turf is that's what I would have ordered.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the towels as minions, those are very cute.
Oh, they're really funny. I remember we had one that it was a monkey that was hanging from something above the bed. So it was like, yeah, it was really cute. But yeah, they learn how to do all these. I saw a show on this, and they learn how to do all these because everyone comes in and goes, "Oh, it's so wonderful!" And then they send out a little letter to all the rooms on how you should tip everybody, and they want you to tip everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you pay them so we don't have to tip everybody?
Right. The pasta with the shrimp and mussels and stuff. I'm not a fan of like having the mussels like that. I mean, I know that it's, more ornamentation or the look, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't want to have to pick shells out of my pasta.
Oh,
But
girl.
I know that's just me,
I know.
how I roll.
Yeah, it's like you'd like to have ribs with the rib bones pulled out so you can just shove the meat in your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. I like sugar my meat in my mouth.
Yeah.
All
Too
right.
bad nobody else wants it.
Well, let's see. Thank you so much, Moose and Dave, for sending those in. We really
Yeah,
appreciate
that was
that. And
fun.
you can find those over at Chubb's Gone Wild. At our Facebook group, facebook.com/chubsgonewild, and you can see all those pictures there. Thank you so much. Send us what's in your lunchbox by sending us an email at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And if you would like to weigh on in on any of the things that we've talked about on the show, especially the Chubbs Gone Wild questions for this episode, if you have thoughts on those, please do send them in at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other projects at justkisstheguy.com. And if you happen to watch us,
Oh, on YouTube? Well,
yeah.
then make sure you like and subscribe, and also put a little something down in the message to let us know you watched. And if you have any comments or questions about the episode, and if you remember back a couple weeks ago, Moose had the three street tacos that he had that were so cute,
Yes.
and then I sent you the picture of what I made, and obviously didn't make the list, but it was exactly the same thing, except I had beef, and I think he had chicken. I want no shrimp. He had shrimp, and but they were very similar looking, and it was so funny because it was we showed the pictures, and that night I made the same thing. That's what I was making for dinner, not because I was inspired, but because I had already had it planned.
Oh,
So
they look so good.
yeah, too
Of
bad no one
course.
else will see those. So
Well,
oh yeah.
no, you can always put them up there yourself because, people like to hear from you as well.
Well, yeah, it's just not the same when it's not in the package. And you know how we like packages.
Yeah, we do just as much as meat. All right. Well, thank you again so much for tuning in. We love you. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
I
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.